At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Magic 106.7, where you can win $5,000 just for listening to the station with the Odyssey app. Good morning, David, Sue, and Kendra. Traumatic couple of days over at Sue and Tom's house.
I lost my retainer!
Where? It's okay.
I put my retainer on the table!
It's my retainer! You lost your retainer!
Well,
it's not exactly
a retainer. It's a sleep apnea appliance, as they call it. But it looks like a chattering jaw.
The crying and the anxiety was spot on. I mean, Tom wants to find this thing.
Oh, my God. It was chewed up by Gracie when she was a puppy a few years back. We replaced it. They're really expensive. And so now we're in a flop sweat because we can't find it. Gracie currently stands accused.
Gracie's a dog, by the way, not one of their kids.
Gracie stands accused and... which is sort of unfair because we have not found any evidence to point to her in her direction, but she is a person of interest.
Well, was it the same exact style, like model?
Yeah.
So she probably saw when you got the new one, ooh, it's back. I swear.
That, my favorite chew toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
And my AirPods, my earbuds are also missing, and they say that dogs, earpods and mouth appliances, they smell like they're humans.
Have you checked the other end?
Circumstantial evidence against the dog. I'm here to defend it. I'm the public defender for the dog, which is, like, explain that. But no, I have a feeling this thing got put down somewhere. Tom got distracted while I do this all the time. I put my phone down or my keys down somewhere, my wallet, and I think, where the hell did I put my... And then you find it, oh, I forgot, I went downstairs to get the laundry.
Yeah.
And I put it on the shelf with the detergent, and
I do that all
the
time.
But we have I'd say we have spent 3 hours looking for it, like fine-tooth comb under every surface, between cushions, drawers, hampers, like you name
his clothes that he was wearing, his shoes, everything,
in every
socks,
pocket, like, every crevice of the house. And it's like it disappeared in midair.
Where is it?
I don't know.
You don't think he spit it out? Like it literally did disappear in midair if he spit it out during the night and it landed behind the radiator?
No, because it's a pretty bulky appliance. You can't really just spit it out. You got to kind of pull it out.
But you said you thought it would be in the dry cleaners?
So we have you're going to laugh. I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but we have a dry cleaning service that picks up the dry cleaning and drops it off.
Of course you do.
Of course
you do.
What other services do you have? Maybe do they drop off dinner for you every night?
I shouldn't have even mentioned this.
Maybe.
What on earth for the peasants in the room
does
a dry cleaning service do?
You have a hook on your door and you just leave this yellow bag out that has your dry cleaning. Yeah. And Kevin comes on Mondays. And he picks it up.
He's
wicked nice.
At the end of the month?
Yes. And then...
stop.
And then they come on Thursdays and hang the dry cleaned clothes back on the hook.
So how did it get in? How did the...
So we think it fell on the floor and Tom might have just scooped it into the dry cleaning bag.
So
which
it's
is
in
near
the bag. It's in his crock. It's...
Well, so we're waiting... for the dry cleaners to call us today because we have them looking for it.
The jokes just write themselves.
I know.
A hook on your door. Here it comes. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Your dry cleaning is ready. It's like literally...
You come home and it's just hanging on the door. That nice, freshly...
Yeah.
This light is starch on hangers.
This is honestly, it's like Mr. Belvedere. No, it really is.
Like, is.
Tons of people have that.
Tons of people have that says too.
Oh my God,
justifying.
It's a very popular service.
Very, very popular service.
You are like 1955 Leave It to Beaver, like, excuse me, is the milkman going to
do you happen to have any Grey Poupon?
What?
Here's what I think you should do. I think you should find a couple of kids in the neighborhood. The kids who are the kids who knock on your door to shovel your driveway, and you say, kids, come on in. I'll give $20. I'll give $50. No, you get dry cleaning. I'll give $100 to the first person who finds this thing in the house. And then you let them free in the house. They'll find it. They'll totally find
it. Ooh, that could work.
Hire some kids. Give them $100 if they find it. Thing is, it's a couple $1,000, right?
I know. I would do it. I would.
Dry cleaning service.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!